It was last night right here on World News. We told you about the supermoon. Well, tonight, if you're lucky enough to have a clear sky, you'll have quite a show. But we wanted to know the science behind why it will seem bigger and brighter than we've seen in years.
Who could forget that famous flight, E.T. in silhouette? George Bailey offering up the moon? It's a Wonderful Life.
Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
And of course, there was Cher, who said what we've all said at one point.
I never seen a moon like that before.
And if you look up into the sky tonight, chances are you'll be starstruck again. Or should we say moonstruck? The supermoon, the biggest and brightest full moon of the year. And it turns out not all full moons are created equal. That's because the moon's orbit around the Earth isn't a perfect circle, it's an ellipse. And tonight's moon, known as a perigee full moon, will be closest to Earth at the exact moment when it becomes full at a mere 221,000 miles away. That's 17,000 miles closer than the typical full moon. And it's that proximity that will give us a view 30% brighter, 14% bigger. Bigger than everything it illuminates. Look at these images from the last supermoon. The trees dwarf. The people, like specks on the horizon. That plane. Imagine being on that flight. And it turns out there's more to the science of the supermoon. In fact, ocean tides will be more extreme this weekend. But about those stories of full moons bringing out bizarre behavior?
Come on! Come on, hey! How?
It's all a myth, say researchers. And one more spectacle in the sky to look for, those tiny specks captured by NASA telescopes here. Those are fireballs, a meteor shower, all pieces of debris from Halley's Comet. This year, the peak will occur tonight into tomorrow. Scientists say about 40 to 60 meteors per hour. All of them perhaps a little more difficult to spot because of that well-lit, well-defined sky.